The valley is known for growing things, but lately some of the most notable crops that have been harvested here in Central California haven't been grown on a farm. They've been grown in front of a laptop or an iPad. Just last month, local email marketing company Drip was acquired by a major player in the industry. Another local startup got $500,000 in venture capital for their market research software. And in Bakersfield, new tech incubators are helping foster that community's software industry, helping them develop in co-working spaces. So what can the Valley do to capitalize on the momentum that's already there in the local software and technology industry? We have three local tech entrepreneurs joining us in our studio today. First of all, from Bakersfield, we have Alyssa Harley and Scott Burton. They represent two different groups. Alyssa's from Kit Community, Kern Innovation and Technology, and Scott Burton is from Mesh. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks
for having us.
And also another venture from Fresno that is inspiring ventures in Bakersfield and other places, and that's Bitwise. We have Bitwise co-founder Irma Olguin with us today. Irma, welcome as well. I want to start with you. Back 8 years ago, when you started talking about building this community in Central California, what was the response you got, both from people who were interested in it and people who were sort of on the periphery or maybe even outside, weren't already tech people? What did they tell you?
Yeah, for a city that's really concerned with brain drain, the answer to that was really terrible. It was pointing toward the coast and saying the Bay Area is that way, which is really not an acceptable answer. And that's what we set out to change.
And Scott, what did you hear? You've been in this a little over a year now with Mesh, which is up on the second floor above Dagny's Coffee. That is something that I imagine you encountered as well?
Yeah, something similar. I mean, a lot of it was more, what's co-working? A lot of people don't understand exactly what it is or what we do. And so there's kind of an education part to it. So I think a lot of people now are understanding what co-working means and what we're trying to do.
And Alyssa, what have you heard along those lines from people? Is there a negative perception out there in the general public?
Well, I think the more dominant industries in Bakersfield are oil and agriculture. So many of the technologies that were developed were related to those industries. And so when Kit first started, oil was down and agriculture was hurt really bad by the drought. So what can you do in Bakersfield? It's really what I got. And you can't really do anything when oil's down.
A very good point. And that really is another interesting thing. And I know, Irma, you pointed that out in that you've made reference to the technology that's been developed over the past century by the ag industry and others here, the sort of the pioneers that helped make things happen in the valley. Scott, I want to touch upon something that you said, though, and you mentioned the people not understanding the value of co-working or even what it is. What is the value of bringing together different tech entrepreneurs or even freelancers together in one place? Because Irma, you've done a great job with that. Scott, what have you heard? And I'll open up to you as well.
Well, I think a lot of it is the opportunities that come about because people are talking to each other and networking that normally wouldn't. And there's also more of a public awareness that happens because, you know, stuff like what Kit's doing with the hackathons coming up, it allows people to get together and create things in technology that normally wouldn't have happened. And we've seen a lot of that. We've seen a lot of people collaborating on projects together, projects happening outside that people didn't realize, hey, there's people in Bakersfield that can actually make software and make some really cool stuff. And I think that's the biggest thing.
And what would you say, Irma, on that? What is the value of having a co-working space? I mean, I guess you could say Bitwise is almost a real estate company as much as it is a software company, because you've brought together this great facility that you have hundreds of different entrepreneurs working there and businesses located there.
Yeah, these days it's hard to tell the difference, isn't it? In order to bring people together or to see the value in it, I think it's important to recognize that life is very much like a pinball machine, and the individual, the technologist, is a pinball. And so it's our job really to create spaces where that technologist, that entrepreneur, can crash into that next opportunity, and then they stay there and sort of bounce back and forth and take advantage of that for as long as they can. And so that's what co-working does, is it creates that sort of micro pinball machine.
Alyssa, I want to open this up to you, and that Irma mentioned when she first started out that people said, well, go to the Bay Area. And we hear that in Fresno. Do you hear a similar thing about Los Angeles in Bakersfield? You know, you're so close in that respect. Is it a blessing or a curse to be close to these major tech centers, but also still far enough away to be distant?
Yeah, well, I think in Bakersfield, being somewhat in the center, we get the both. We get brain drain up to San Francisco and down towards L.A., and we also get a lot of major reporting coming out from L.A. that only really views Bakersfield in the negative sense. So trying to even change that dynamic with our nearest large metropolitan center is different. And you also have something at Tech Coast Angels, which is Southern California's angel investment group. And they go up to the Central Coast, but they don't come into the Central Valley.
Irma, you've had some recent successes or seen these recent successes in this area as far as venture capital, angel investors and others, even some outright acquisitions. Is that an area that we still need to see more focus on here in terms of having both locals and out-of-towners who are willing to invest in some of these ideas and entrepreneurs?
I think there's a common notion that any city who wants to be, you know, the next Silicon Valley needs to really engage in different money. I'm not entirely bought into that idea. I think that bringing in investment is very splashy and can certainly accelerate growth for certain companies, but I don't think that that's what the bones are made out of when you are attempting to build a new ecosystem. I think what we've seen recently with these different companies being funded is really neat, but when you look at the economic impact of those things, at least in the short term, it's not really greater than what some of these larger companies have been doing for a long time. And we can get into the differences between sort of business-to-consumer and business-to-business investment and those types of things. But there are some really large companies here in Fresno that are not getting the level of attention because they don't have the investment, but are creating a larger economic impact. So,
Scott, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's exactly the same where we're at. I mean, there's some companies that are related to oil and doing technology with oil in Bakersfield that, you know, are already established, and they have employees, and then you have a company like Lightspeed as well. I think to have the ecosystem where we're at, we're missing a lot of the parts. I think Fresno is way ahead of us and has a lot of the pieces needed for that. So we're trying to get some of those, you know, financing and different parts of the ecosystem there so we can actually have a system where people can grow their companies. But I do think there are companies that are contributing now that aren't necessarily looked at as far as a tech company in Bakersfield.
You mentioned Lightspeed. How much of a loss is that to the community, or does it really matter in the big picture because there's all these other things going on? And this is a tech company that's been involved in education software for some time and a decent-sized employer. What's the mood in the tech community with the announcement that they're moving their operations to Austin?
Well, I think as far as employment, I think that's an issue because there's a lot of developers and people who work there that are either moving to Austin or they're losing their job and trying to work somewhere else. But as far as the big picture, I don't think it matters much because they've been there for 18 years and they thrived. So obviously we have something in Bakersfield that keeps a company there for 18 years and does well. And there's probably other reasons as well why they're leaving that aren't necessarily related to the location. But I don't think it really impacts us in the long term. I think if anything, it gives us more of a workforce for people to do projects in Bakersfield and more of a reason to make things happen in Bakersfield.
Speaking of people who are doing those projects, it sounds like the sort of people who might be interested in a hackathon. Alyssa, you mentioned those sorts of things happening in Kern County. What are you putting together along those lines?
So in a couple of weeks, we have a wildfire hackathon. Because Kern County in the Kern River Valley was hit with a pretty devastating wildfire that recently got rejected for federal assistance. And there are a lot of things that technology can do to help. And one of the programmers in our local community that's a member of MeSH approached us because he lives in Kern River Valley and his house could have gotten burned down. Many of his neighbors did. And we wanted to help. And what we all thought of was a hackathon, a way for people and the community to come together to see what technology can do, but also to do something meaningful. Technology usually, I mean, it has a, at least in Bakersfield and the Central Valley, technology, what it doesn't do useful things. But this is a very useful thing that technology can do, and it can help. And I think in Kern County, what, I mean, a lot of focus is on Bakersfield, but the really splashy things in technology that are happening are in the Mojave Desert side of Kern County. And that's not really well integrated into the Bakersfield and the valley side of Kern County. And we want more reasons to bring all those things together. And I think it's a California-wide issue, too, that we're touching on that can really make the rest of the state look at the Central Valley, at other places as sources for good technology ideas.
Irma, you started your first hackathon now 8 years ago with 59 Days of Code. Looking back at that now, if you could go back to your from your present self to yourself 8 years ago, what would you tell yourself about doing it? Maybe differently or just advice of what you learned. Now you've opened up a 50,000 square foot facility. You have, I don't know how many.
107.
107 companies in your facility there and a lot of freelancers as well. What would you tell yourself?
Delegate better, among other things. So, I mean, you're in the middle of it, and people are telling you, "Why are you spending your time on that?" And you do it anyway, right? The folks sitting at this table and the folks in that building that you just described, they're doing it anyway. And so, that advice I don't think needs to be given. But what we're failing to do almost across the board, not everywhere, but in this sort of startup ecosystem is finding new captains to carry the torch. That's what I would have told myself at that moment is to go find that next captain to carry that on, make it bigger, do a better job than you can do so that I can turn my attention to other things. But that's true for, I think, every entrepreneur. That's a lesson that we need to learn earlier is to say, you know, here's my thing, but now go make it yours.
Is it difficult to develop those captains?
Difficult, mostly because you're not paying attention, right? Because you're so in the middle of doing and executing and trying to make this thing big and splashy and all of these other things that you're not thinking to yourself, who am I going to get to take this over so that I can move on? And that's what we should be thinking about.
As we're talking about technology here in the Valley, we have guests with us. That was just the voice you just heard was Irma Olguin from Bitwise, a local technology company, an incubator with a new 50,000 square foot facility in a century old building in downtown Fresno. Scott Burton runs MeSH in Bakersfield, located on the second floor above Dagny's Coffee, and Alyssa Harley is with Kit Community, a collection of local professionals who are in the tech community in Kern County. Scott, where do you see MeSH and the community going in the next, I don't know, 3 to 5 years?
Well, I'm just going to follow suit with Bitwise. they've actually done a really good job, and Fresno and Bakersfield are not much different. I mean, the industries are a lot alike. We would like to obviously open a larger facility and offer private office space because, I mean, as time goes on, we hope to see more companies coming out of MeSH or starting in MeSH, and we would like to do whatever it takes to keep that collaboration happening. They have 100-some companies, and we're far from that at this point, but we're also really new. So I think working towards that goal and trying to find some of those missing pieces for the ecosystem to come in and be more of an incubator for companies and help grow that because, I mean, things are like seeds. You water them, you take care of them, you do the right things, and you have all the right soil and whatnot, it'll grow into something great, and that's what we're going to try to do.
And Alyssa, where do you see Kit going in the next 3 to 5 years as things grow? How would you like to see this evolve?
Well, I think with Kit, we would like to achieve nonprofit status now as soon as possible because of a lot more attention and opportunity now. But I think in 3 to 5 years, I'd like to have a program set up that helps new entrepreneurs set up their startups and have it more like an incubator that provides a lot more supportive services than, an organization that can help with whatever they need but doesn't have a structured program in place.
Irma, you've had good success working with the local educational institutions. Fresno State has a facility that they rent inside your campus as their downtown center, others educational institutions as well. Overall, do you all think that there's enough integration between whether it's a CSUB or BC or Fresno State or Fresno Unified? What can be done to maybe make those connections? How is that process working? What do you think, Scott?
I think it's lacking where we're at. I mean, we've talked to some people and we've, you know, had some discussions on things, but nothing's been solidified. So I think there needs to be a lot more outreach there. And it's tough for us because, you know, I'm a software developer and I work full time, and so does the co-founder. So our time that we can dedicate to those kind of relationships is limited. But I think someone like with Kit Community, with Alyssa here, she can talk to those people and get those relationships established. So that's something I think would be better suited for her.
Yeah. What do you think about where the potential is for connecting the traditional educational institution with the non-traditional, something like what Bitwise does with the GeekWise Academy?
Yeah. Well, I think what's important with any incubator or open space for innovation to happen is to have those more traditional sets of institutions present with the very new, agile, and quick-moving startups, because you get experience that those startups learn from the established institutions, and you also get those established institutions learning how to be more innovative and keeping an eye on where technology is going and where new ideas can come from. And you also have an opportunity for students to get a lot more involved. I think when there are more established connections between the university and the startup ecosystem, then the students are less afraid. They tend to be very conscious about what their abilities are and can be afraid to take part in a hackathon. So if there's more established connections, that friction is lessened. And I am working right now with both professors from BC and from CSUB to get more integration there and to maybe have a joint hackathon, like with the CSUB Fab Lab and with Kit Community and Mesh and some of the other tech community partners. But I've constantly been looking for ways to integrate more pieces of the community together. So I think Kern County is very large and there's a lot of silos.
Irma, we just have a few minutes left. I want to turn that 3 to 5 year question to you. A few months ago, you and your co-founder, Jake Soberall, issued this open letter titled "The Universe is Asking a Question," and he went on to talk about the rationale for what Bitwise is right now and where you want to go. You said in that letter that in the next 5 years, and I quote, "We will build a 2.5 million square foot campus that will be home to over 1,000 technology companies and 250,000 new tech jobs in Fresno." That's more tech jobs than Google's worldwide employment, Apple and Facebook combined.
We have
in
work
5 years
do.
In Fresno.
Sure.
How do you do that? What was the reaction to the letter?
Overwhelmingly positive. So I think that in a city like Fresno, and especially of a certain age group, there are folks who are looking for that beacon of hope. They want the city to be that. They want the city to change into this thing that they're proud of, where they are satisfied and feel successful. That's what we're aiming to do, right? So the numbers are intriguing, and I do think that they're within our reach. There's a lot of work to do between now and then. But the important part is, and this is what we formed Bitwise to do, is to change the way that people feel about living in Fresno. We think technology is the tool to do that. We can attract quite a lot of people and jobs, companies, buildings, all of these different talent resources. But the important part is to change the way that people feel. And we think in order to do that, a campus is in order.
And in order to do that, you're going to build a light rail line that connects the rural communities, Biola and Firebaugh, to Fresno. Are the tech workers going to live in those communities? Because that's not what we see in other tech communities. It seems like the tech workers want to live in more of an urban setting.
I hear the smile in your voice, by the way, when you say this. So the reason that the tech workers, so we've studied a bunch of other cities, of course, when, before and after, of course, we wrote the letter. And a lot of the reason that the tech workers don't live inside the city, or the reason that they live inside the city, rather, is because they don't have options. And so they can't live in these bedroom communities. It takes too long to get to the city center and so on and so on. But what we're intending to do is build that infrastructure so that if they want to live in Biola or Carruthers or what have you, that's an option. But more importantly, it gives access to the people out there in those rural communities that don't currently have access to these new and different ways of being educated, getting access to this industry.
And we've talked about the access or the challenge of getting capital, because that's sort of what makes so much of this work. Is that the best use of that capital to build a rail line from Biola to Fresno or Firebaugh to Kingsburg? I mean, we're talking at Austin's building a light rail system right now. It's $100 million a mile, 60 miles from Riverdale to Biola. In the overall picture, I'm just not clear of how the train fits into your vision.
Yeah, it's a really long-term play, right? So you're not going to see the immediate effects on day one, the second the shovel hits the ground kind of a thing. But go and talk to the folks in Las Vegas. Go talk to the folks in Austin. Go talk to the folks in San Jose. And if you ask those folks what they would have done differently before their communities exploded with technology, they say unequivocally, we would have built a train. And so we don't want to make that mistake. It's going to be a really long-term play, but we're going to see everything you know about the Valley changing, its makeup, its fabric, the way that people move, how many cars are on the street, all of those types of things. We say all the time, education, in particular here, technology education, is the single most important thing that we do. Second to that only can be access to that education. And so this will change that.
Well, certainly the results are there with the workforce you have at the current facility and the students who are learning at the GeekWise Academy. We've been talking about the local technology ecosystem in both Fresno and Kern counties today. Irma Olguin, who you just heard from, co-founder of Bitwise, and also we'd like to thank Scott Burton with Mesh, a co-working space in downtown Bakersfield, and Alyssa Harley with Kern Innovation Technology, a local group of technology enthusiasts and professionals. Thank you all so much for joining us today, and best of luck as the Valley's tech industry continues to blossom.
Thank you.
Thanks.